The season opened September 15th. Rich Lowell is the area wildlife biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife Conservation. He says the numbers in this region haven't been particularly high or low this season.
Well, this year's season got off to a slow start, but right now we are in keeping with the long-term average for this hunt. The preceding 10-year average for moose taken in the RMO 38 moose hunt is 74 moose per year. And right now, with 5 days left in the season, we are at 74 moose. So I think we'll come in above average.
That's in contrast to last year's 61 total moose. But Lowell says that amount of change year to year is normal.
We've seen over the last 10 years, the harvest has varied from as low as 47 per year up to 108 per year. So the weather can influence moose behavior. The weather can also influence hunter behavior and whether or not they're out in the field. So that amount of fluctuation is relatively normal with regard to what we're used to seeing in this hunt.
According to Lowell, Kuprinoff Island is leading the Wrangell-Petersburg area hunt so far with 28 moose harvested. The Stikine River has also been productive with 20 moose harvested. That number is in keeping with the 10-year average for the river. There have been 7 moose each on Mitkoff Island and in Thomas Bay. There have been 4 harvested in Farragut Bay near Petersburg and 2 both on Wrangell Island and in Port Houghton. There has been 1 each on Zarembo Island, Edelin Island, Kuyu Island, and the Bradfield mainland across from Wrangell. In terms of rules and regulations, Lowell says there were no changes to the RMO 38 hunt this year. The number of kills that don't meet regulations is slightly higher than average this year, but not by much.
Typically, we see about 10% of the harvest fails to comply with the antler restrictions over the course of the year. So of the moose we've had checked in thus far, 8 of those animals failed to comply with the moose antler restrictions.
Those restrictions are that the antlers must have a spike or a fork on at least one side. The animal can have 2 brow tines on both sides, 3 or more brow tines on one side, or 50 inches in antler spread. Also, an animal is not considered to have a spike or a fork because of an antler break. This season's bag limit is 1 moose per person, and the season closes on October 15th. Hunters then have 5 days after that to check in their kills. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.